in our headlines, government advised to focus on non-traditional exports to improve foreign income after data from Ghana Statistical Service showed a decrease of 26.9% in cocoa earnings. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates remains Ghana's top export destination for the second quarter of 2024, accounting for 15 billion cedis of earnings. And later on the Joy Business Van, we'll bring you part two of Dr. Kwabena Asan's mission to get a Ghanaian mothers to patronize locally produced baby cereal. We have these and more lined up for you. Please stay. And the Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. Economist Professor Patrick Esumeng is advocating trade diversification to increase Ghana's earnings from non-traditional exports. He is of the view that relying on the main export earnings, such as cocoa and gold, will not improve earnings of the country. He gave the advice after data from the Ghana Statistical Service indicated a significant drop in the export value of cocoa beans for the second quarter of 2024 fell to 1.15 billion cedis, representing 26.9%.
When we look at these trade statistics, we want to see evidence that we are diversifying our export base. But if you look at a category like other exports, which is away from our non-traditional exports, you see that between the last this corresponding quarter this year and last year, the share has declined. That tells us that we are not really diversifying as we are supposed to. So if you look at figure four on the share of exports from various sources, we realize that the other exports, which mostly represent our non-traditional exports, they have declined. And then also you see that in terms of our exposure, you know, our sources of export or where we are exporting to, we really haven't diversified that as well.
Economist Professor Patrick Esumeng speaking there. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates remains Ghana's top export destination for the second quarter of 2024, accounting for 15 billion cedis, representing 23.3% of total exports. Switzerland followed closely with exports valued at 13.2 billion cedis, representing 20.5%, while South Africa ranked third with exports amounting to 8.3 billion cedis, representing 12.9%. Moving on to some other stories, the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry has urged businesses to make the conscious effort to ensure the operations do not harm the environment. Speaking on the AM show on the Joy News channel ahead of the 4th Chamber Business Award slated for 27th September, Chief Executive of the Chamber, Mark Bedua Bwaji, said businesses have a greater role to play in promoting environmentally friendly practices.
And using this platform beyond the awards to also promote green economy and sustainability. Now, all the economies that are doing well, that is what they are doing. So, you are saying that make your money now for you to survive, but in doing that, sustain the environment for the future generation. So you have to also have to be adaptable, and you have to also have to be innovative enough. Otherwise, if there is any shock, your business will not survive.
Mark Bedua Bwaji is the Chief Executive of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Now, the National Information Technology Agency, in collaboration with GIZ, is expected to roll out the National E-Commerce Policy and Framework by the first quarter of 2025. Speaking to Joy Business at the third E-Commerce Forum exhibition, Component Manager at GIZ, Emmanuel Mumuni, noted that the framework will ensure that the electronic commerce value chain sector actualizes its growth potential and creates jobs.
Yeah, so if you look at the statistics on so that government understands what the real issues are there for them to address. So it's quite advanced because the NITA is also pushing it very hard. So it's we're at the stage where it's more on stakeholder engagement. So the content is done, but we need to engage stakeholders again. This is the final round to get it ready so that it can be published and can be a working document. First quarter of next year.
Emmanuel Mumune is the Component Manager at GIZ. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break.
Chris, download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy, yeah. Oh, yeah. Download it. You gon' enjoy it. Hit my Roman check.
living just tight with the apple. Echo bank apple. Echo Bank mobile app. You can pay your bills, transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan and pay, express cash, all at your fingertips with the Echo Bank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with Echo Bank. Kim promise.
Are you ready to get way more chances to win with Betway? Every single day, you have the key to unlock 5 free spins on Mega Money Wheel, where you stand to win a massive 1 million Ghana Cedis jackpot. All you need to do is to log in and take your spin. Exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway. Get way more.
Hello again, welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Echo Bank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today?
It's been close to 2 years since Dr. Kwamna Asan relocated to Ghana to start his baby cereal business.
I realized mothers were looking for something healthy, but then they had no option than to just pick what was on the market. So I realized if we could bring something that is healthy, the parents were going to accept. So initially we just gave sample to people to try, and they were like, how are we going to get this to buy? Where are we going to get it by? Then we just made them aware that it's something that is in the pipeline.
Though it is a baby cereal, Sanaba has become an option for adults who want to eat healthy because of its benefits.
The grains contain elements that are very vital to our health. For example, quinoa. Quinoa has all the 9 amino acids the body cannot produce on its own. We all need amino acid, that is from protein, but the body cannot produce that. But quinoa can give you all the 9. And aside that, you know, anti-inflammatory and antioxidants, these are very vital in fighting diseases like cancer, like major diseases that people are struggling with. We need all these elements to fight it. And the plants that we are using, that the seed, the quinoa, the almond, they are very, very high in this component.
Whereas most baby foods on the market are chemically processed, Sanaba baby cereal is mechanically processed with natural ingredients. Kwamna takes me through the production process.
All right, so the process begins from here where we wash the grains.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we are done washing the grains. This is the
black IP.
Black IP.
Yeah.
And so we are going to transfer it here, and then it goes
out to dry.
Out to dry.
Yeah.
So let's do this.
Most of the grains are sourced locally. Others, like quinoa, are imported. After the grains are dried, they go through the baking process and then sent to the mill. Sanaba baby cereal is at its pilot stage with 2 varieties, fish and carrot.
So the piloting has been targeting the local market, targeting the international market. So it's like a survey type. People give us feedback, then we find out how we can supply to them. So we first went to the market, to Makola. We spoke with some few shops. We had discussion, and their trials went well. We also spoke to pharmacies and some shops. And to be frank, it's been awesome.
Kwamna says feedback has been good so far.
The feedback is, I took it and in just 2 weeks I'm seeing my child just becoming heavy. The feedback is, I'm diabetic, but when I take this product, my sugar level is controlled. The feedback is, I'm an older person, but when I take this product, what I realize is I sleep well in the night. The feedback are, the fathers are taking over the food and they are not allowing the babies to eat it. So it's been awesome. When some like the fish, others like the carrots, so it's like the taste buds are different.
Now that the pilot phase is almost complete, Kwamna wants to take the baby cereal production to another level.
As a beginner, it's not easy. You need a financial cushion. All this while, it's been myself. everything from machinery to, so financing of this project is huge, and we need people to come together to partner with us. You can't do all this by yourself. So that is one challenge. Two is marketing. And the Ghanaian markets, it takes time for them to accept a new product. But I can say we've done well over the year, because for a new product to get such a feedback is awesome.
With the current equipment Kwamna has invested in, from home food processing and packaging can produce 1,000 tins a week. That's with just one man manning the equipment. From Home Food is already eyeing neighboring countries as it works to expand its market reach. Kwamna is also considering other healthy cereals aside from the baby food.
When the idea came for the baby food, I didn't have the resources, so I stopped. But I then took on Thom Browne there in China. So this is what happened. While the Thom Browne was moving, I came up with a meal for people who have osteoarthritis. That is a bone problem. And then I have a recipe for diabetics. So what we are looking at is we'll be coming up with a diabetic meal very soon. Then as time goes on, we'll introduce the one for the bone. So Sanaba is just a starter in Ghana. People should expect more from home. We really aim to stay, and they should expect good quality and affordable nutritious product from us.
You just heard the concluding part of Dr. Kwamna Asan's mission to get Ghanaian mothers patronized locally produced baby cereal. And you can watch the Joy Business Van at 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News channel today. That's it for the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. You no need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Up next, X-Ignition, after which we bring you the conclusion of our vegetable farming conversation on Masterclass as part of our agribusiness series at 1:30 p.m. Do make a date. Do have a lovely afternoon. I am Pius Kuju Baka.
Joy 99.7 FM.